An Australian man arrested in the UK over a false bomb threat sent to the Chinese embassy says that he's being framed. Drew Pavlou was arrested by Met Police at 4:30pm on Thursday after the Chinese embassy in London reported a bomb threat contained in an email. In a statement, Met Police say they detained a man outside the Chinese embassy after he attempted to glue his hand to the building. He was later released on bail to return to Charing Cross Police Station on August 14. He was detained for 23 hours. Mr. Pavlou condemned the arrest and the 23-hour detention, saying that when police approached him, he was protesting peacefully outside the embassy for the rights of the Uyghur, Tibetan and Taiwanese people. Speaking to SBS News, he says at the time of his arrest, he was unaware it was connected to a bomb threat.
Someone's created an email address, written, "This is Drew Pavlou," and that's their evidence. Upon that evidence, they held me in a cell for 23 hours. I was held incommunicado for part of that time, wasn't able to talk to lawyers, wasn't able to talk to the consulate. My legal rights were breached. I was arrested and held in cuffs in a painful stress position. And then just simply ask, who has the motive to write a hoax email against Drew Pavlou to get him locked up? Well, you can clearly see all the people who are celebrating right now on Twitter that the Chinese government supporters. So I've never been accused of anything this heinous. This is just the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Full stop.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.